Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 62 of Tribe Talk, the podcast, our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics. And here we are, mid-February, lots going on the campus of Bridgeport High School. We're starting to get into that blend over time from the winter sports into the spring sports. So an exciting time, and coming up on this special episode 62, we're going to talk to the newly minted new Bridgeport softball coach, Greg Van Zandt. That name might be familiar to you if you've followed sports in the state of West Virginia. Indeed, it is the former baseball coach of the West Virginia Mountaineers, recently named the new head softball skipper at Bridgeport High School. And we'll talk with Greg's journey to the job in Bridgeport coming up, and do a little light preview on this coming season. Of course, we'll talk with Greg throughout the year and give you updates frequently on the Lady Indians. But they are just about ready to start an early March practice, and first games coming up in mid-March. So we're going to start our spring previews here on Tribe Talk over the next couple of weeks. We'll catch up with Robert Shields, also Bridgeport's baseball coach, as well as he is winding down his girls' basketball season. And speaking of basketball, wrestling and swimming, they're all nearing the conclusion of their campaigns, and we'll give you an update on that coming up in our whip around segment coming up following our guest. Greg Van Zandt joins me now, head softball coach of the Bridgeport Indians. And Greg, if you would just kind of catch us up and fill in the gaps from when you left Morgantown to when you took the Bridgeport job. You have been involved in softball over the years, but tell us what you've been doing.
After I was done coaching, I umpired for all the way from 2013 till COVID, and I was doing a couple hundred games a year, and I loved it. And then COVID hit, and then after COVID, Reese, you know, our daughter, I started playing softball, and then I decided to jump in there and coach and help her, help the team out, you know, because if the parents don't help, you know, who's going to help? Yeah. So I did that, and we've had a travel team the last 5 years, and so I've been involved with the softball for 5 years.
So you left WVU, and I think after the 2012 season, and then went to umpiring. I'm curious, how did that experience change how you'll coach now that you're back into a head coaching role?
I tell you what, if every coach could umpire, it would really change their perspective on things. Yeah. And I had umpired a little bit of Little League when I was growing up, but nothing like, you know, doing the high school, and I was doing everything but D1, and mm-hmm. And it really gives you an appreciation of what they go through, because people are, a lot of times, even I had the thought process, man, they're making a lot of money for a 2-hour game, but mm-hmm. the travel, the preparation, you know, just it's your whole day. Yeah. For a 2 or 3 hour game, getting ready, getting back home, washing your uniform, it's just, there's a lot to it, and you work, and these umpires really work hard, and then people give them grief, you know, and it's a thankless job. They're just there trying to help the game, because we can't play without the umpires, and they're there to help the game. And overall, they're not treated great. You know, mm-hmm. they need to be fed and just respected for the job that they do. And I know I completely appreciate what they do and have an appreciation for what they do.
I'm curious as to how this correlates Division I baseball coaching, managing into the game of softball at the high school level.
Well, it's basically the same game, mm-hmm. just with a few, you know, minor rule modifications. You know, I mean, it's the same game. The game doesn't change. It's just a different ball, and the ball is not soft. I mean, that ball is hard, and it will hurt you. And yeah. But it's the same. It's the same game. It's the same game, and there's nothing mm-hmm. nothing different about it, really. Just a few rule changes. It's faster when you have good pitching, obviously, just like baseball. And, you know, the games are 7 innings instead of 9. But, you know, I coach the girls. I don't coach them any different than I coach, well, I'd be coaching boys. Mm-hmm. I think that would be condescending to coach girls differently, because these girls are athletic. They give effort. They want to win. And I'm really impressed with these girls at Bridgeport. They've had a terrific attitude. And just have given all their effort that they can. You know, they're a joy to coach, and they've got excellent parents, obviously. What a great community Bridgeport is. And the best thing about this situation is our principal, Renee Matthews, is top shelf, and our athletic director, Tom Sears, is just amazing. Like, I don't think that you could have a better combination anywhere of principal, athletic director than Renee Matthews and Tom Sears. So the community's very, very fortunate to have them, and that's one reason that I wanted to come here and coach, because you have a chance to have success when you have people in leadership roles like that.
What was it about this Bridgeport job that interests you and kind of got you back into the bit by the coaching bug again?
You know, Tom Sears, I mean, the guy is a terrific leader, and I worked for a great athletic director at WVU, Ed Passalong, and Tom Sears, you know, I haven't worked for him as long as I did Ed Passalong, but Tom Sears has all those qualities. I mean, he's just a good person. He cares. I sincerely believe he wants all the teams to win and do the best they can. And he's a smart, he's experienced, and he's smart, and he knows how to run an athletic department, and he knows how to treat coaches, you know, because he was a coach. So I have a lot of respect for him. And then I met Renee Matthews, and she's, you know, when I went to the orientation with my daughter Reese, and back in the summer, and just listened to her talk about the discipline at the school and the vision she has for academics there, and she wants to be excellent in every program. So those, with those two, you're going to have a lot of success.
So let's talk about the program. Certainly, it has in the last handful of years, it has struggled to win games. You know, when you came in and observed and evaluated what had happened in the past, going forward, you feel like this is a retool of maybe the mindset of the program or raising the expectations of the program, or just kind of tell me about your thought in this first year.
Well, I don't really think any previous years have any effect on this season. And the thing is, we've had really good people here coaching. The coaches are very underappreciated. I'm sure those people did the best that they, I don't really know any of the previous coaches. All I know is they put effort into it and tried. And so much of your success is based on your pitching and your personnel. I mean, you know, you can be the greatest coach in the world, and if you don't have players, you're not going to win. So there's a lot of things that go into winning, but I'm just appreciative of the efforts that the people before, you know, that I got here have done to make this a good program, because the facility there really is outstanding. I looked around and I was, you know, it needs some work, but you have a covered batting cage with lights. You have a really nice restroom facility. You have a press box and concession stand, dugouts that are covered, and ample storage, and the playing surface needs work, but the dimensions are fair. And so you have the makings of an excellent facility there, which a lot of schools don't have.
Thoughts on this team in year one and the makeup, where the strengths be, and what are some of the things that you feel like going into the official start of practice? I know you've had some flex day opportunities to be with the young ladies, but what are some of the things they need to work on?
Well, from what I've seen, the girls, their effort and their attitude is excellent, and that goes a long way in softball or baseball. And we have some talent. You know, we've got some kids that have just some natural athletic ability. And I, you know, without having tryouts yet, it'd be better for me not to comment on, you know, because we're still like teaching and the girls are getting reps and all that. So I don't want to get into exact positions and what girls can do what. And the other thing is, there's four basketball players that signed up that haven't come out yet. And I know they are excellent athletes, or they wouldn't be playing basketball. So we've got four more that we're going to add to this group. And my big focus is preparation and effort with these girls and attitude. And, you know, if you can have maximum preparation, maximum effort, and be a great teammate, then you got a chance to be successful when you combine that with athleticism. So, you know, we've had in the last 5 years when I've been coaching them, you know, our team was called Marion County Wolfpack, and we were 3 years 12U, a year 14U, and last year 16U. And we would always get our team put together, you know, 2 or 3 weeks before the season. And, you know, we were able to, the girls work hard and figure things out. And, you know, I haven't reinvented the game. I'm just teaching some basic things that I've learned. So, you know, they know how to play. It's just a matter of learning the personnel and and trying to get them in the right positions, and I'm sure they'll do the best they can. You know, that's I think we can. I know for sure we're not going to be terrible. You know, I don't know if we can be great in year one, but I tell you what, our girls are going to do everything they can to try to be great. So, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, finally, I know you have one girl signed up that you can give me a complete scouting report on. And but in all seriousness, I'm more interested in your thoughts and your excitement level. I know you've coached your daughter before, but now it's an opportunity to coach her at the high school level. How special is that for you?
Oh, it's really special. And I've been coaching her since she started playing. And it's an honor and a privilege to, not only coach at Bridgeport High School, but also, to coach your daughter. And she does an excellent job. She does a great job in school, and I'm proud of her like any other dad would be. But we've also got, every other kid on the team has proud parents. And so, it's really an honor for me to coach all these girls. I try to treat them all the same. It's like, in baseball and this, you can't treat everybody equally, but you try to be treat everybody fairly. And by when I say you can't treat everybody equally, your starters will get more playing time, and your best pitchers will get more innings, and your starting nine might get more reps in batting practice. But it's an honor to coach these girls. I'm really looking forward to getting a chance to meet all the family. I met the families, some of the parents here and there, but as it goes on, I'm really looking forward to getting to know them.
Thanks, Coach. We'll do the whip around after this from Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
Shop the President's Day sales event at Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Clarksburg. Last chance for Ram Truck Month. 45 Ram 1500, now to 14 grand off MSRP. Want more? Wranglers and Gladiators, up to 13.5 off MSRP. All with up to 125% of KBB for your trade. Smart buyers are making the drive to Clarksburg. And why? Because the bow tie means a better buy. Shop President's Day savings at blackbearjeep.com. See people for details.
All right, updates time now. And as we cut this podcast and this episode, the Bridgeport boys and girls swim team are in the pool at the Aquatic Center in Morgantown for the state swimming championship. It runs on Thursday and on Friday. Of course, the Bridgeport boys team in very, very good position to perhaps capture a state championship. So we'll update you on that progress here at BridgeportIndians.com and on our podcast next week. Freshman basketball season is winding down. They'll take on Robert C. Byrd on Thursday night at 6 p.m. Boys basketball team will take on Bird on Friday night at 7:30. Wrestling are at the regionals this coming weekend. Girls basketball update. They've got one regular season game remaining. They'll host East Fairmont. That will be on Tuesday night, the 24th, and the regional seedings are out for girls high school basketball. Bridgeport is the 5 seed in their region. They will travel to the 4 seed Elkins. That game will be on Thursday night at 7 o'clock and also available on the Bridgeport Indians radio network on 103.3 KMZ locally. Recent results quickly. Bridgeport boys beat Buchanan Upshur back on Wednesday, 57-36. Girls team fell to Musselman, 69-44. Girls team also lost over the weekend to St. Albans, 51-42. So there is your update. We'll talk to you next week on Tribe Talk. Thanks for joining.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.